Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
I'll tell you this much, though. When I tell you, when I give you the text that I'm on my way next week, keep an eye away.
Okay. Oh, you think that...
I mean, these things are chick magnets.
I mean, that does surprise me because they do look like they are magnetic.
Total side note. When is the age you stop saying chick?
And Steve.
And this is coming from a couple of guys, who are making jokes about trying to sell some arm meat found from the crash site of P-Billy 3.
Right. Yeah, I mean... What is more of a national tragedy to you? No, I can't even say it.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think the previous generations, like,
no
tragedy battle.
No matter what you're gonna say, I'm not gonna yes and you. I'm just gonna say nope. Mm-mm. Yeah. Kind of the
well, I was around for D-Day. Well, I was around for the Great Depression. Do you think they all got into fights about who had it worse? Because it seems to be that age range.
Yeah,
the longest,
yeah, probably.
The longest running joke I remember was parents, grandparents, whatever. You know, I had to walk uphill 3 miles to school both ways, whatever.
Yep.
It seems like that's a real age-appropriate thing to be like, I had the worst, I lived through the worst era national tragedy.
It's back in my day.
Yeah. It was always different, always better. Can we become those guys? I kind of brought it up last week with the...
Well, you, yes, definitely. You're basically mentally there already.
I feel like you agreed last week. But another very, very quick instance of that was this morning. Our neighborhood has been filled with movement and death the past...
Movement and death.
Well, I mean, a ton of houses for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then one...
death.
A shotgun related
death in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
When was this?
Probably 6 weeks ago.
Was this a big story?
No. There was only one victim.
Gotcha.
So we've had nothing but those two items going on in our neighborhood for the better part of months.
Is that what the scuttle is about when you're out and about, walking through the neighborhood, everyone's like, hey, hear about the shotgun.
Yeah, and you know me.
All about the scuttle.
This one of the most recent movements, not shotgun related, was across the street, like kitty corner.
Mm-hmm.
And
you say kitty corner. I say catty corner.
I
grew up saying catty corner.
Posted on the poll, what's correct?
I think it's a regional thing.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder. I've heard it as catty corner, but that... to me, and first of all, I have no idea how that gets developed.
No, they're both gibberish.
Yeah, I'd be much more accurate saying, you know, the house diagonal from me, right, or whatever.
Because kitty doesn't make sense. Caddy doesn't make sense.
Let's start a new thing. Let's go like the house that's rook from me. Right? Because everybody knows the rook in chess.
Right. Only moves diagonally.
Only moves, what is it, one...
I have no idea.
Forward and then one left or right.
I don't know any of the rules of chess. Yeah, I've never played it. I've never played chess.
What?
Yeah.
How, even by accident, out of sheer boredom, whatever, have you never backed into a game of chess?
I think it's kind of hard to accidentally play a game of chess.
As soon as a thing
breaks... It's not like, tripping over a crack in the sidewalk. You don't... Like, that can just happen.
I always feel like, though, at some point, you're 9, 10, whatever it may be, and you're at either a friend's house for a sleepover or something, and things are kind of,
No,
at that age, you feel like it always has to be go, 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 go. Yeah. So you want to play a game of checkers or chess? What were you over there playing, like backgammon?
Checkers. Checkers I was on board for. Okay. I was a checkers man.
So you were, like, in the eyes of everyone, the dumb one.
Well, you're not kidding. Like, chess always seemed way too smart for me. Certain things can't move certain ways.
Right.
Some guys can go forward. Some can go backwards. They can go side to side, diagonal. I'm just like, no, man. We're all the same here. Everyone can do the same thing. That's it.
This is somewhat not a net, spinning flags or living in Iowa shocking.
Right. I can't tell you how many times I've driven past road construction in the last, 2 weeks and seen somebody with a flag and tried to get a picture of it. God, we are already,
we're four layers deep.
We're four layers deep.
On this five-layer dip. So at some point, I'm going to need to peel it back. But right now, the idea that you, an American mid-30s-year-old man, has never played a game of chess.
Never once.
We need to rectify that.
I have.
Even, on the computer, because, again, it's 2023.
Can I go to my start menu and go to games and chess? I mean,
listen, every computer, much like the U2 album from whenever that was a decade ago, every computer for 25 years has been loaded with Minesweeper. We just need to replace that with chess.
Yeah.
Because
look, I'll give it a shot. I'll come over for chess night or something instead of poker night.
I tell you.
Just me and you sit there on a Friday night, we each have a glass of brandy or something.
Oh yeah, it has to be brandy. Yeah, that's the perfect liquor.
Yeah, for maybe put that on the
grown men playing chess.
So we'd be chessmen, right? Is the official drink of the chessmen a brandy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll post that on the poll as well. But we digress. We're going to remedy the chess situation.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll happen as soon as loaf night.
look, we can combine them. It can be a...
Oh, God.
That way we both do something that we are repulsed by. Playing chess.
So now you're coming around on the idea that you haven't just... I don't know. I just never played it. Now you're flipping that dial a little bit
I'm
further.
I'm against it. I'm 100% against it.
Now chess is repulsive. Okay. Good. But the most recent movement in the neighborhood concluded yesterday. This house sold in August. And he must have had whatever. I get to stay in the house for 30 days. So.
Yeah, closing times and everything.
As of yesterday, was gone. So this morning...
How close to... You said... Oh, that's right. Kitty, catty, corner.
That's right.
Boy, I'm trying to backtrack to see
where we started. A lot of ways to rewind. We did that. Definitely did start talking about old people claiming that, Pearl Harbor was worse and D-Day,
I completely forgot about that already.
So... the new family obviously wasted no time. They've probably been waiting 30 days or whatever it was to move in. Mm-hmm. Was moving in this morning.
Good. So you no doubt went over there with maybe a loaf of banana bread or something.
So I backed out of my driveway and I turned the other way.
Okay. So you don't want them to get any indication. You don't want to give them even the false hope that you're a nice person.
Listen, let's start this off the way the remainder of my time on that street is going to start. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or end, whatever. And that is with no contact.
Okay.
Limited.
Boy, I'm curious, man. You've brought this up a lot in the last couple of months about how you guys are on the move.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about it. We're moving next year. That's the plan.
You got boxes packed yet?
No, but I'm already having, not panic, but anxiety.
Okay.
Just stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm figuring out how do I get, you know, how would I start unloading the house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, bottom up, big items first, and then work your way down. Whatever.
So you're not going to hire the moving company to come in and just do it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. I mean, while we, much like everybody, has stuff that you say you don't need, I think mm-hmm. it's going to be force me in the winter and spring to say, okay, we're taking a hard look at mm-hmm. this area, getting rid of whatever we think we don't need so we don't have to transfer.
So rough timeline for, what do you think, next summer?
Probably.
Oh, gosh, I'm busy. Whew.
I don't think I'd ask. I don't think I'd ask.
That's good.
I think you're far enough down the list.
Oh, man, it's a shame. If you had just asked, I would have been happy to.
TBD. I mean, we'll have to find out.
Nah, boy, it's already shaping up to be a busy summer. I plan my summers years in advance.
And that's the smart way to do it. You don't want to get caught off guard by, summer's here. I have nothing planned.
Got nowhere to go.
And I'll post that as well. I mean, can you be caught off guard when summer shows up? Because I think you're absolutely right.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely turn to the
other
way.
Especially here in Michigan when the weather changes on the snap of the fingers.
Listen, folks.
What season was it when you drove over today?
Listen, folks. When the weather changes, one day it's chilly and the next day it's back to being warm. Mm-hmm. That happens in probably 45 of the states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not unique to you, whether it's Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. You know, the Carolinas,
mm-hmm. Colorado.
We get it. Weather can change. It does.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes I know that you think that your weather people, your meteorologists are the worst. But it's pretty much the same everywhere.
Unbelievable. And that is one of the more irritating things you see on the internet. Mm-hmm. Well, that I do. Mm-hmm. That we do.
Yeah.
But.
We digress.
We digress. So, yeah, I actually thought going out to my car this morning, maybe I will drive that way because driving past this house would be the correct way to get to your house, the quicker way. Mm-hmm. So I took the slower route or a different route to get there. And I did think, maybe I'm changing, Steve, maybe I'll drive by there. You know, roll down the windows. I slowly roll by.
Sure. Yeah. Say hello.
And say hello.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
And then I thought, we're moving in a year. I mean, what's the point?
I mean, why build a friendship?
There's nothing more volatile and useless
than neighborhood friends. Than
neighborhood friends. There really isn't. I say that without sense of overstating it. I just don't think, for me, it's neighborhood friends and work friends mm-hmm. for the most part, right?
So you don't have any friends at work?
Oh, God, no. My current work?
Yeah.
No. No. Nobody don't even know the last name of, I would argue, 50% of the team I work with.
Okay. That isn't that surprising, though, because you're still remote, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a company picnic today that, not awkward, but again, this is also, I'm in a company where I am, I would argue, one of like 10% that is male.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already a bit of a, like, unique employee in the scheme of things.
You're a fancy special unicorn.
That's right. And essentially not meeting most of these people at all.
Mm.
It makes not awkward. It's at a park. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously not a big deal. So, but
bring
the
whole family, bringing the kids.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Reed, I mean, here's the word park and he's pretty much already in the car
mm-hmm.
and we are on the road. So, but previous works, I have, you know, text message relationships, but
sure.
I think those are just the most. Their relationships by happenstance, right?
Yeah, I have a bunch of those too. I mean, so many of the people that I deal with on a daily basis, I would say 80% of the people I deal with on a daily basis, I've never been in the same room as.
Right.
I just, it's all through text, email.
Yeah. And they obviously haven't ponied up the big bucks for Little Italy.
Sure. Yeah.
To get out to the big market.
Right.
So.
Right.
You just haven't seen those people in person.
Yeah. Not even just the people at radio stations, but people at like the national organizations that we deal with on a regular basis.
You're not, I mean, you guys used to do the camps where you'd go hang out with a bunch of other radio shows for kind mm-hmm. of a midweek thing every yeah. year.
Done that in a couple of years. Yeah.
But really that's it in terms of like overall interaction outside of all the hot remotes that you got.
Yeah.
Going on where you get to see the clientele coming out.
Mm-hmm. The yuck yucking with the cluck clucks. That's what we call it.
That's where the bread's made too. But I think, I really do think that you might maintain acquaintances and like familiarity in terms of messaging, even if yeah. emailing back in the day more yep. so, with former coworkers, those and neighbor relationships are the first to die. They're just bred by happenstance. You work with this person on yeah. a daily basis. You're going to have some type of relationship with
but
them.
But isn't that...
You live next to these people.
But so, isn't every relationship that we have initially, it's by happenstance?
Right, initially. Sure. I mean, I...
Like, you met your wife initially by happenstance.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were both single. You were... Because you met on a, like, a dating app
yes.
or a... But yeah, it's by happenstance that you got paired up or however that one worked.
Right, but and I'm not, forced isn't the word, but obviously both people are looking, in yeah. that regard, both people are looking for something, mm-hmm. correct? Like you're both on this dating website back then, if all you kids can believe it.
Wait, you had to go on a computer?
I had to go on my desktop, I had to fire up the Mac Pro.
Turn on the tower.
And then I realized my AOL hours are almost run out.
Oh no.
Had to go run to the local Blockbuster to get a new disc.
Sorry, babe. Can't talk to you until the first of the month when my hours reset.
Can you only text me after 9 p.m. on a weeknight?
Wait, you're local, right? I don't want to get charged for long distance.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, but again, like those are people seeking out a certain relationship, whereas, you know, neighbors are just people moving into the house they wanted to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Work yeah. people are getting a job because they need to pay their bills. You don't have a choice who you live by.
Right.
You don't have a choice who you work with.
Right. But with the living scenario, I know for a fact that when we were looking for a house, we were looking for the one that within the description, it talked about how there's lots of young families in the neighborhood and things like that.
Well, you're the sucker who's believing the listing.
Well, it worked out pretty well. I mean...
Well, didn't you move in and then... You were the first instance of everybody moving or dying, yeah, right?
We were the second.
If I remember correctly, we had a whole bit because you moved in. Everybody else moved out or died.
Some of that is true. The old lady across the street did kick the bucket in the church parking lot.
Found the 5-galloner.
Yeah.
Punted it. And then you had, I believe, was it 2 or 3 other families moved within 2 or 3 years?
Something like, yeah, it was within a couple of years.
Yeah. So glad you read that listing and
well,
you know,
I
bought
mean,
a hook, line, and
I
sinker.
I mean, maybe they weren't referring to the actual Zach, but sure. the neighborhood as a whole.
Okay. Because this neighborhood, if people saw it from the Google satellite, mm-hmm. gigantic.
It's relatively big.
All right. So if I want to sell to old people, I'll just say a lot of old couples. Because somewhere there is, right?
I mean, if you zoom out far enough.
If you want to be a creep, a lot of single moms, right?
So do you guys have a, now are you kind of passively looking or actively looking?
I mean, it doesn't do anything any good right now to look, just because who knows what it's going to look like in 9-10 months when you are looking to either buy and or sell.
What if you miss the one, man?
Yeah, we're not in a place right now to do it. I want to get I'm working very, very hard to get my student loans mm-hmm. fully eliminated. And we're kind of settling into Katie's now done with her school. And settling into her new position and everything, mm-hmm. and seeing what everything will look like
seeing,
with that.
Seeing what your new normal is.
Right. In terms of, you know, okay. both financial flow and our day to day.
So you're looking in this neighborhood?
TBD.
TBD. Oh, TBD. Look at that. Look
I would not be, you know, we've talked about it. Wouldn't be opposed to, moving. Like moving.
Okay. You're hitting the road. You're out of here?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed.
Okay,
we've talked about it plenty of times.
Episode 386. You figure what 9-10 months from now, you buy a house. It's gonna take a month or so to close. Okay, so we got about 50 episodes remaining.
Yeah, and
because I'm not doing the long distance podcast.
No, everybody does the Zoomcast. We did it during COVID.
Well, terrible.
Before we broke every protocol.
Yeah, we did what? Maybe 5 or 6. Yeah. Zoom episodes.
Yeah, then we had, you know, the deck cast. The deck cast. The sunroom cast.
Sunroom cast. Couldn't even do the sunroom cast anymore. The couch is gone. Had to get rid of it.
You guys are just hell-bent on changes.
Well, the roof in there started leaking.
And, oh, no.
And the couch was catching it all.
Oh, no.
It smelled pretty bad in there.
And a couple things.
So I had to pay $50 for the old... I couldn't even give that couch away. I didn't even try. I would have felt bad giving it away.
Well, yeah, it's a water-damaged old couch,
so
right?
So I paid the $50 for the garbage company to come and grab it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that was my... That was. I didn't even attempt it.
So, yeah, we are... it's nothing urgent. We've just been talking about it. If we wanted to have another kid, and it's just time mm-hmm. to get away from the people that I live by. And
I'm surprised that you don't just have a treehouse somewhere out in the forest, but not too far, because you want to be convenient. You still want to be on the grid.
Yeah.
But you just want to be. I mean, you already see yourself as being far superior to everyone else. So you may as well just live above them, like put your house on stilts 50 feet in the air.
I refuse to yes and the idea that I think I'm better than the people. I just don't want to be bothered by them. I don't want to have to call the police on one neighbor.
Right.
I don't.
Well, look, that neighbor, I think, is the, they're the exception. They're,
right.
They're not the rule. That neighbor.
And overall.
That one, I mean, seems hell-bent on physical altercations
right,
with you.
Right. They've spent some time in prison, and they've had the same Christmas lights wrapped around their posts since the day we moved in August 2014.
So they at least turn them on.
No, but in the winter or in December, like 3 years ago, they did bring out a baby Jesus and put him on the porch.
Oh,
that was the big addition.
Okay.
So, percentage-wise, Steve, and I'm glad you asked.
I don't remember asking anything, but
of right. my immediate neighbor, so whatever number you consider that, right, that surround my home within one or two houses.
Yeah,
right?
So you got, okay, so roughly 5-6 houses.
I mean, I am on a really firm ground mm-hmm. with like three.
Honestly, that's more than I thought.
And by firm ground, I mean, I don't know their names. They don't know mine.
Oh, okay.
We don't wave. Okay. So, we all move on.
So our definitions of firm ground are a little different.
Well, yeah.
See, because firm ground for me would be, I know them. I get along with them. I know their kids' names.
Oh, God. Leave me alone. Just stop.
All right. So hypothetically speaking, say a house in the Zach here opened up.
Mm-hmm.
Within your price range...
Sure. Let's say it all matched, right?
Everything, you know, right amount of rooms.
Yeah.
It's updated. It's got all the bells and whistles that you're looking for. You move into the Zach?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, I mean, I wouldn't tell you. And I would still, every time I came over for the podcast, I'd still drive. And I would leave right. the neighborhood and then come in the different direction.
I wouldn't know unless I just happened to be sipping my tea, looking out the window, and saw you back out of the neighbor's driveway right. and then pull into my driveway.
Yeah, and we are real garage parkers and blinds closers.
Okay.
So we could realistically go a year without you mm-hmm. knowing I live there.
I would have no idea. Okay.
Yeah, like I mean, my best friend, one of my best friends in the world lives 2 houses down from me. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Don't have to see him too often. Don't even give him a wave.
Again, it's weird that you describe that as perfect.
It's the perfect relationship. And I told you, I think on this podcast we talked 2 or 3 months ago about how I really finalized and set in stone the relationship with my other immediate neighbor.
Yeah, that
to the point where I no longer even feign a wave.
Okay.
It's a nod. Nothing.
They've been cut off.
Totally ostracized. I'm not interested. I only hear secondhand from, again, my friend who lives on the other side of them about the oddities that they provide to the world.
Okay.
Just un...
Now, this is the one that upset your son.
Yeah.
Because, okay.
Yeah. 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 We're directly, pretty much directly told their kids to not necessarily be rude, but you can no longer
Stay away from him.
That's fine. They're homeschooled weirdos. I want nothing to do with them anyway.
Read the Big Troublemaker.
So, yeah, we are...
I can't wait to see where you guys land.
Yeah. Could be Pennsylvania. Could be Pennsylvania. I love PA.
Okay.
Big fan.
You're going to move to like Gettysburg
or
something?
It would be that area. It would be the, what is it? That southeast, right? Yeah, southeastern area of Pennsylvania. Big fan.
Mm.
Big fan. And then this podcast can finally die the death. It's so...
Done. So we're going to hit 400.
Yeah.
Maybe 425?
Yeah. Which, big anniversary. Everybody talks about
the old Quattro Cinquentennial.
Before I asked you about your, you know, what I did see outside, I wanted to, we kind of teased it last week, mm-hmm. that we were supposed to be recording today out at the new garage.
That's right, the Sage Green Garage.
So I pulled in, had my winter gear on, because, you know, in Michigan, the temperature can change.
Snap your fingers and it's autumn.
And walked up and we came into the basement.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I won't even try to make up an excuse. I just completely forgot.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure it was a forget, because I've seen some pretty confident statements from you on this podcast recently, as well as I believe on your social media recently as well, that it'll be done in or ready to occupy in mere weeks. So you're telling me if I walked out there today, it would be comfortable enough that you and I could park a few chairs.
Sure.
Run 1,000 feet of extension cord because there's no power.
Yeah, I got the cord running down, man. I've been doing that for 2 months now. Every day I got to coil that stupid thing up.
And we could comfortably record in the garage.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the Comanche will be parked in there tonight.
Congratulations. Are you going to shoot a quick video? Like,
I will.
Like a goodbye to the garage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is big news.
Yeah, my goal was I didn't want to park the Comanche in there until, for one, there was a full roof on and it was watertight. And then I thought, all right, well, let me do all the siding too. So mm-hmm. I put all the siding was finished on Friday, 100%. The only thing I have left is like the garage door and some other trim work. And then it's ready to roll.
So seeing as there's no power, meaning presumably no light.
No.
What is, does this signal the end for this year of any Comanche driving and Comanche improvements?
Nope. No, because for now I'll still work on the Comanche. If I'm going to work on the Comanche, it'll be in the garage, like the original garage.
So if you decide, hey, I want to, you know, change a oil pan, you would...
Did the oil pan gasket a couple months ago, but thank you. Appreciate you.
Perfect.
Appreciate you paying attention.
Proud of you.
Jeez, it's like you don't even listen when I talk.
Gotta tell you, I've made it very clear. No bones about it. Do not follow that account. Not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So to do any work, you're going to commute the Comanche from the back, pull the car out from the regular garage, pull it. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, that seems like a...
You know, the vehicles have... They drive themselves. It's not like I gotta carry it on my back.
No, I'm aware. I'm just like, it just... It seems like you wouldn't move the Comanche back,
right?
Until you said, "I'm done with it for the season," she's stowed away.
I think that it's more of a symbolic thing at this point. I'm going to park it back there just because I have reached that point where I can. But yeah, I still plan on driving it and working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to go out and check it out?
Nope.
You seemed pretty excited when you got here and you looked out the window and you said, is that sage green or olive green?
I mean, I knew it was sage because you wouldn't shut up about it last week. You know, you had 1.95 sides done of the sage green. By the way,
you're not a fan of the sage.
No. No, I feel like...
Was that... No.
Yeah, I'd have preferred something different.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been my first choice, but when I applied for the permit, I was like, okay, what are the restrictions? And they say, okay, it can't be more than X amount of square feet. Mm-hmm. The walls can only be a certain height. The peak of the roof can only be a certain height. So there was like...
Are you close to those numbers? Like on your limit? Or could that thing be an extra house, essentially?
It could be bigger.
Okay.
It could have been bigger. I just didn't want to cut down any big trees in the yard. So there were physical restrictions. Can't be bigger than this or taller than this or whatever. And then the guy said, oh, no, it's got to match your house. And I said, all right, well, like, what do you mean? And he said, it's got to be like the same color of your house. And when I was going through like the little design program, there weren't any options that were any closer to the color of our house.
What an odd
thing. It was so strange. I mean, I could understand if you could see it from the street, but I mean,
It should not matter.
It shouldn't matter.
Township or county should not care.
Yeah, if I want it to be hot pink,
yeah,
I should be able to make it hot pink.
Listen, I've seen enough episodes of Extreme Home Makeover, mm-hmm. Extreme Makeover Home Edition, to know that there's been, you know, like a Barbie guest house made
right
in the middle of a cul-de-sac in, you know, California.
Yeah.
But you're telling me here in Bible Belt, Michigan,
right,
you need to try to match the home color.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll go as close as I can. But I do like the color, despite what you may say. And that's all right. Doesn't hurt my feelings that much.
Yeah.
It's those noises, you know? It's not so much the words you say, but it's the noises that follow.
Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Yeah, I had something that I wanted to bring up to you,
mm-hmm.
that we received via an email, well, no surprise, 5 weeks ago. Okay. And I've thought of this and I forgot to put it on our little sheet.
Is it viewer mail?
Sure, we can call it viewer mail.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Alrighty. One more.
Ooh, there it is. Don't find that production anywhere. Only here on the Steve and Kyle podcast. So we received, and we've sought these people out in the past. Well, this person sought us out. And I think it would be wise, Steve, for us maybe next week to see if we can get this person on the phone.
Oh,
I always
boy.
Love doing that.
I can't wait.
We got an email from our hopefully new friend, James Hortman.
Never heard of him.
Why would you?
Don't know. Thought maybe it would be somebody that we had talked about.
No. Goodness, no. This is big a loser as us.
So you say that mere seconds after saying, hopefully we'll get him on the podcast.
Yeah, a new friend.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And it sounds, well, let me just read you the start of the email. Hey guys, I'm new to the show, which again, I don't know how you stumble across this. August 2023.
Okay. Yeah, because I think that...
we've done too many of these.
What was it? 2016 we started, right?
Yeah.
And we started at our peak.
No question.
And the numbers have slowly dwindled.
Yeah.
So the fact that anyone is jumping on board now.
So James has given us an opportunity. And let me finish what he says. Sorry. Okay. I'm new to the show. Started listening from the beginning about a month ago.
Mm.
Below are some remarks in comments about the first year's worth of shows.
Oh, boy.
In a mostly chronological order. So, Steve, okay, I ask you.
This is a time capsule.
Yeah, would you like to go through and, one, try to remember a little bit, and, two, realize how much funnier we were 7 years ago?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
If you don't want to read all that, just know that I think the show is very, very fine. But seriously, I love it. Looking forward to the next few years. Where I'm at currently is hearing about your whirlwind one-day trip in Boston.
So that was 2017?
Yeah. Yeah, we went in July 2017 because my foot was just out of its...
I wasn't even married yet.
Right. And I believe that's reference. I've only very briefly scanned. So I'm just going to kind of read these rat-a-tat-tat.
Did you say this was James?
James Horton.
Okay.
And again, I think I'll reach out to James and maybe we can get him on and see what spurred him in July of 2023 to jump on a podcast.
We should 7 years spoil old. Stuff for him. Hey, guess what? I got married.
Like Ted Lasso? Because it means that all of his knowledge stopped 7 years ago, right? Yeah. That's how it works?
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
But you got a real...
You're like, dude, there's a pandemic coming.
You got a real shocker coming up with the election, friend.
All right. So let's go. Let's hop in the time machine. Go back in time to
2016. Now, I believe this very first line is a reference to something that I'll see if you remember. You have become a couple of my favorite geologists, easily in the top 10.
That was when we were both on, what was the, was it Snapchat?
You and I, and I believe Dr. Stupid.
Yeah, Eric.
And someone else, I forget, we were at a bar watching something.
It was, it was me, you, and a Dr. Stupid, again, a former intern who interned roughly. Did you guys overlap at all?
I forget. That was so long ago. I do forget.
So this is way back in the day. His name is Eric. For some reason, we were talking about Snapchat.
It was brand new.
It was, it must have been brand new at the time. And we all said, all right, we all pulled out our phones. Let's join right now. And we did. And for some reason, we thought it was hilarious to to refer to ourselves as, I think it was the Geologist 12, the Geologist 13, and the Geologist 14.
Something like that.
Were our handles.
Yeah.
So, I don't even think I have, I definitely don't have Snapchat on my phone anymore, but maybe like a year ago, I think we had talked about it and I downloaded the app I was able to log into my account. Yeah.
Okay. So you did remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Snapchat.
Live It in Style with Steve and Kyle, which again was a workshop name.
Yeah.
We're going to go with on here. Need to hear the lost episode. Let me tell you, James, no, you don't.
I think at some point, coming up soon, James. We did. Was it on the 1 year anniversary or 2 years?
Well, you got to remember, maybe? James won't hear this.
Oh, that's true.
For another 4 years.
So is he just doing one a week?
I don't. Boy, so he'll never catch up until the end.
James, at least do two a week.
Well, he said he. I believe
cut your listening time in half.
Listened from the beginning a month ago, so he's made it through a whole year in about a month.
Okay.
So in about 3 months he'll hear this, and maybe enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hot bachelorette goss. Apparently we were talking shop.
That was, Annette loves the bachelorette still to this day. So I'm assuming, didn't Katie watch it too?
Maybe.
Which means both of us kind of had secondhand viewing of it. So I bet that had something to do with it.
Boy, there's a lot to get through here.
Okay.
Already have to increase your bandwidth after the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, we've just been slowly.
I believe that was the service we used.
Yeah.
We ran out of space that we used for the first 5 episodes. Yeah. Hey, you have 2 microphones now. I don't remember doing this podcast with 1 microphone.
There was 1 episode where
yours didn't work.
Where one of them didn't work.
Or you didn't turn it on.
Yeah, something happened and neither of us noticed because we were both wearing earbud microphone or earbud headphones or something.
Girlfriend Annette, in quotes. So obviously he knows that.
Wow.
That you're married.
Yeah.
God, do you remember that? You know, the fun, the excitement, the dating life. You know, you have to do your hair go out on the weekends.
I remember it well. I do.
Now it's just, here I am, honey.
That's right.
She's bored by it. longing for Iowa.
Yeah, just I know that I'm in a rough spot if she's longing to move back to Dubuque without me.
Yeah. If you ever see, like, over her shoulder, like she's looking at Zillow for Dubuque suburbs,
right?
Maybe time for you to seek out a local attorney.
Yeah, probably.
More talk than I'd ever thought I'd hear about Hope Solo's butthole.
That's there we true. Go. We got the sticker on the we door right the over sticker. There.
That is a more Bachelorette. And on the 8 to 16 episode, so that was probably five episodes in, you finally got theme music.
Did we?
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't
was
know.
It Mall wasn't, Shop? It could wasn't not Mall have been Shop Mall Pop, Shop yeah.
I believe, I don't remember. Hmm. A real hard-on for Friday Night Lights.
Oh, well, that'll never change.
No, it won't. And boy, a real long loop, but that was, I believe, where we told the story about you spoiling Friday Night Lights. Fast forward 7 years, where
you got
I was
me
able
back.
To spoil the end of Ted Lasso for
yeah.
you. A timeless mannequin challenge video that's still posted on our YouTube
mannequin
page.
Challenge.
I believe Annette took a video. This must have been APS. I don't know if it was 1.0 at that point, where, yeah, it was just a very short video of us in the studio acting like we were talking, but frozen like mannequins. That was a trend back then.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No recollection.
Somewhere still on our, I believe it's still on our YouTube page or our Facebook page for sure.
Wow, I'm going to have to go look that up.
Right Amazon now. Prime Studios election coverage. Probably our best election coverage.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Captain Bowling.
Oh,
do you remember
boy.
Do you remember Captain Bowling?
I remember him well.
Oh, God. Bowling League was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's I was actually, stuff. I was just thinking about that the other day.
That's good stuff.
I was thinking about how much fun that used to be because I would do that for the side gig.
Yes.
So it was every Thursday night, right?
I forget.
I think it was Thursday night bowling league. I would go there. It was the greatest because I got paid to be there. Mm-hmm. We got to all bowl for free. And I think we had a $50 tab.
Yeah, every week open bar tab. So we'd always get pizza and beer.
Pizza and beer.
God, what a good, what a good day.
What a life that was.
Now, this is something I'll need a quick assistance from you on. Steve's Costanza cut. Oof. Did you have a bad haircut?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That it was...
like as, George Costanza? I don't
yes,
remember.
It was okay. It was a side gig bet. It was a World Series bet where the losers had to get their hair cut.
Oh, like, so a side gig?
Like George Costanza.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So I had like the top...
Got it.
The top shaved, but all the sides was still there.
Don't remember that. If I know this podcast at all, I'm guessing we scrubbed that because we don't talk about no free rides. In-depth discussion of Brent Spiner, quote from Independence Day, wondering why he's so popular on Twitter without catching on that he's famous because he's played the same character in various Star Trek and series and movies since 1987.
Was he the scientist?
I don't know.
What is his name? Brent Spiner?
Brent Spiner. Still don't know
him. Yeah, God, I don't know why, but I feel like that was the crazy scientist.
So now we're cooking a little bit. Steve's wedding planning and Kyle's issues with the DJ. I would love to know what my issues were before he was even booked.
Right, yeah. I'm sure that it was very justified.
Now this, I think we're really hitting our stride in terms of our good ideas.
Okay.
Because listen to this one that we definitely messed up on. Planning to open a cemetery in Steve's backyard.
That sounds about right.
Steve better have a donut wall at his wedding.
A donut wall?
That must have been what I was pushing for.
Okay, that must have been a trend at the time.
Listen, I was there. I can safely tell you, it didn't happen. Okay?
Look, I mean, I had a huge...
Did I ever give you my gripe about the hors d'oeuvres at your wedding?
Probably.
Yeah, a little uppity for me.
I don't even remember what we had.
I don't even remember what they mostly were.
Oh, it was like the caprese salad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are we doing? Oh,
fantastic.
We doing? That's fine. Had a lovely bartender who was happily filling up my pint glass of vodka on a consistent basis, so I didn't care.
By the way, I'm on our YouTube. I'm back 3 years.
Yeah, you have to go to 2016 for that.
Let's see, the Stephen Kyle podcast Corona cast.
Kyle's Spider-Man collection, that's awesome. Steve's gross throat goblins. It's really awesome seeing the construction videos of the new APS. So this is while we're grinding to get into APS 2.0 at this point.
Yep.
Steve still has the same headphones from 2003.
Still have them. I still have.
Those still work?
They're in my car right now. I wear them every day at work.
It's these, right?
Similar. It's like a previous model. Yeah.
Did Kyle ever find out if someone died by Zamboni on Cheers?
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it Carla's husband?
Yeah. And then off screen died in a Zamboni accident. Invested in Kyle's Cheers updates. Thank you. I love doing this. So we're at Achilles time. He blew past Achilles.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Without mention, Julian Assange equals Bob Dylan.
Okay.
I believe there's a poll from that era. This is before we started doing poll badness of have you ever seen Julian Assange and Bob Dylan in the same room together?
Oh, I haven't.
The recounting of Kyle's tattoo experience with Gator, which is one of my favorite.
That's right. Gator was either going to end up in prison or a lawyer or be a lawyer, right?
You'll never believe which way it went.
I got bad news. We only started posting to Twitter or to YouTube January of 2018.
Then it is definitely on our podcast feed. Okay. Like if you go to any podcatcher and go there. Yeah. But yeah, if you're looking for our mannequin challenge, it's way back there in 2016. Let's see. Where was I? I share Kyle's love for comics and Attitude Era wrestling. Well, that's fantastic, James, because you're a good person. Steve's a dick.
I love Attitude Era.
I know. That's true. Keep getting K-Max Malt Shot Bop stuck in my head. Well, let me tell you, that will not change. I still, every week over here, am dancing on that idiot box
in
the air. Will Kyle ever win his battle for a house water cooler? I'd forgotten about that. Well, James, thank you for the reminder, because now, in about 1 year, that battle will be reignited when we move. Can I still send a sponsorship brick? That's right. We were going to, during building, we were going to have a brick wall and have people buy bricks that we can hang up.
Not a problem. Send it on over.
If I can change and you can change.
Everyone can change.
Yeah. Thank you, Rocky. Somewhere on that terrible mixer of ours that used to be on there.
No, I think because I have to reformat the card every week when we start recording.
Lovely.
I believe it's gone.
It took 5 tries, but you finally got a hold of James for 2 minutes of awkward conversation. That may have been the advent of that.
Nice.
The birth of Steve E. Tortellini.
Yes.
Catchphrase, that's a spicy meatball.
And then, that's a spicy meatball. Get it right, man.
Okay. We may need to, during our week here, you and I have a little homework now.
Oh, okay.
March 21st, 2017 episode. We're ahead of the times. Talking about the dangers of submersible Titanic tours.
Wow.
Did we predict? Can we now, find that clip, throw it on, all those accounts who say, the Simpsons predicted this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, real people predicted this. We'll need to go back and find that.
March 21st, 2017. That's amazing.
Steve said he would go down for $100,000 and it's safer than space travel. He's been proven wrong.
Okay, well, we weren't right on everything.
Kyle said nope, unless they were designed stronger.
Wow.
Steve and Kyle podcast, a couple of diehard guys.
Okay.
I'm a member of the Sack Pack. You're coming up with ingest names for people who listen to this disaster.
The Sack Pack.
Steve and Kyle.
Yeah.
Pack. Hashtag hot horse takes.
It'll be no doubt S-A-K-P-A-K.
Yep. Hashtag Kyle's hot horse takes.
Mm-hmm.
I learned from Pastor Kent that sex starts in the kitchen and the bathroom. Still, can't believe you went through that.
Yeah,
Heard those words out of PK's mouth. Snapchat McDonald's applications. Wish you guys luck. We did submit.
I remember that, yeah.
Less rapey than Ronald McDonald's, and I won't poop in the Big Macs.
Was that included in your audition or in your application?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Kyle. Okay. So these were a bit out of order. Kyle's window shade Achilles. Oof. 5'9", Finally, the return of Cheers Chat, the great crock.
Wait, no, if we're in 2017, that's when the
right. But I think his reference of Boston earlier.
Oh, I got.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. He was hearing about the whirlwind trip in Boston. That's on me for misreading that. Finally, return of Cheers Chat, the great crock pot wars of 2017. Hashtag I want buttons. Hope Kyle's flimsy leg is doing well. Hashtag no pineapple.
I'm assuming that's in reference to pizza.
Boy, we're getting to the important stuff. Finally, the lost episode, after so much stalling, because we really didn't want people to hear that.
I do remember.
Two guys and a girl named Sadie, a missed opportunity podcast.
Sadie.
Hashtag you banging. Kyle is an original Oreo. I feel like that somehow needs contents that I don't have to provide right now. I don't want that to be taken incorrectly.
What's your original Oreo?
Hashtag sexy dance.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to Boston for a day. Adventures in trying to buy a new house. Hot props. And having to deal with old man softball who took slow pitch way too seriously. And we are fully caught up with Mr. James Hortman.
That was the first year, huh?
That was season one of softball. That is. Thank you so much for that, James. That brought grins from me and Steve, mm-hmm. ear to ear, hearing some of that stuff that it's so easy to forget. I think, I'll email him. Maybe we can get him on in coming weeks for 2 minutes of awkward conversation to see why he decided that.
Man, hearing some of that reminded me that we haven't done like 2 minutes of awkward conversation in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done this.
Trivia. Oh my gosh. Well, this is a delight.
Okay, now I have no clue how we would normally play this. I feel like I would ask you three questions.
Well, let me tell you the origin of this.
They'd be for multiple some reason. Choice. You know something? I think I know where the questions are.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, so because you give a breakdown of how this works. I'll be right back.
Yeah, so for anybody who hasn't made the terrible decision that James did, back when I ruined my foot on the third pitch of the slow pitch softball season, very Aaron Rodgers-like, I decided that I was going to, in my off time, before I had a child, I was going to binge watch Cheers, which I'd always admired and kind of seen from afar as a kid. I wanted to watch the entire series, and it happened to be on one of the streaming services. So I started from episode one, and we still have them.
Still have it.
So while doing that, I also found or received as a gift from somebody, from a Goodwill, I believe, it was a board game, I believe, and I believe I threw all that part out, and we kept the questions related to the game.
We still got some of the
some game pieces in there.
Game pieces. So here, you want to be red or purple?
This was obviously in the 80s where they couldn't, you know, they weren't making shapes.
That seems like it's culturally inappropriate
these days. That is the sculpture or painting in the bar Sam looks at on. It's the very final image of the show Cheers. So, Steve, you found this is exciting. I used to have a document.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it might take me a half an hour to pull it up or find it.
All right.
So, anyway, these cards have three questions or two questions and then some game direction.
Right. Like, go to the payphone on the corner.
So, we were keeping track of my record. Mm-hmm. As we went through this, and then we, not abruptly, like many bits on this show, it just died.
It did, yeah.
Right?
Well, look, I mean, sometimes you just run out of interest. Do you have it?
I have the Cheers Trivia Tracker. I'm almost positive I don't have Microsoft Excel 97 on here. So I'm hoping it opens pretty quickly in one of those offshoot programs here. And I can tell you the last time that we played Cheers Trivia, have you found a card?
Oh, yeah, I got a card. I'm ready to go.
This is, I have to tell you, it's now been 6 years since I've seen an episode of this show.
Okay.
The odds of me getting any of this are slim to none.
No. I don't worry. We're ready to go.
I'm glad you're confident.
You're going to do great. All right, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's start with
First of all, I ask you the question, I give you A, B, or C.
I believe You do not even start by giving me the options.
That's right.
And so if I guess it without the options, it's 3 points.
Yeah.
With the options, it's 1 point. Obviously, if I get it incorrect, it's 4 points. The last time we played this, shocking. Shocking. May 22nd, 2022.
Oh.
This came up a year ago.
Wow. How about that?
Before that, November 12th, 2019.
Oh, pre-COVID. Different world back then.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this. I'm going to update the tracker as we go.
All right. Kyle, question for you on Cheers Chat. After Carla was finished burping her baby at the bar, whom else did she burp? Actual audio from
the show.
From the show.
Ripped. Don't sue us, NBC Universal. Ripped right from Cheers. So I am guessing the options for that are going to be.
Now, again, I can't confirm or deny.
No, I know. Yeah. The typical subjects would probably be Norm or Cliff for that. I am going to try to guess this without the options. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess Cliff.
That means incorrect.
Can you give me the options at least?
Norm,
Coach,
or Cliff.
Okay. So it has to have been Norm, right? Big guy Norm, probably chugged a beer. Early episode. Coach died. Okay. 0-1. 0-1. That's okay. It's been 6 years. I'm not ashamed.
Did we only do one per?
No, we would do three.
Okay. All right.
Unless it was like May 2022 where we did 10 apparently.
Okay, this question. Who was Rebecca talking to when she said, "You are possibly 5% smarter than anyone else in this bar"?
Okay. I think I'm going to take the options, but I think I know the answer.
So you're going to forego your chance at three.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot for one, but I think I know the answer.
Okay. Was it A, Cliff? B, Frasier. C, Lilith.
Okay, I would have been wrong.
So A, Cliff, B, Frasier, C, Lilith.
Hate to do it twice. I'm going to go Cliff. Cliffy. My boy Cliff Clavin. I feel like she wouldn't have blown smoke on Frasier. Maybe it was a bonding thing with her and Lilith, who was the dating and married to Frasier. Was it Lilith? Boy, the years have not been kind. Okay.
And number three. Why does Carla want to break into Rebecca's computer?
I'm definitely going to need the options. Because these aren't simple.
Do you remember? Does that even ring a bell?
Nope. Okay.
A, to give herself a raise. B, to get Rebecca fired. Or C, to read her personal letters.
Sure. I'm going to guess C.
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 To read her personal letters.
Yep. Man, that hurts to have a goose egg.
You want to take a second guess?
Must have been a raise, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Boy, that leaves a bitter taste. You know what? Get another card quick.
So of six guesses, you got five of them wrong.
Give me another card. One question off another. I got to leave on a not such this, a
it doesn't count, point. Though.
No, I'm not counting on the points. The points are already updated.
Okay. If Frasier could have any woman in the world, who would it be?
Can I have the options?
A, Lilith. B, Madame Curie. C, Lonnie Anderson.
B, Madame Curie. It's not Lilith. So it's Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It is Lonnie Anderson.
Hey! I'm back, baby.
Yes. Man. That was...
Like I never left. You wanna go where people know, people all know the same. You wanna go where everybody knows.
really cuts off out of nowhere.
That leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh. Well, our thank you to James for coming through with that email that allowed us to take a trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else doing that? I know we've talked to people who've listened to it back and caught up. So we'll try to get back into that and maybe get James on the phone here in the coming weeks to ask him about
it. We'll basically be calling him from the future.
Right. Yeah, he's not going to have any idea. Wait till we tell him that you only have one arm.
I know. He's going to think that we're space aliens or something.
Well, stay tuned. Maybe next week we're out in the garage?
Yeah, if I remember.
Setting a reminder on the phone?
Shoot me a text on Friday.
Absolutely.
And I will look at it and go, I don't know what that means. Do you think we're going to have that new equipment by next week?
Nobody
got back to you about that one?
I was supposed to getting a shipping quote. We are hoping to upgrade here very soon.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah,
So, stay tuned for the next 6 weeks of technical issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then even when we get the new equipment, I would not plan on it being smooth. There's no evidence of that happening.
All right. At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter. I'm sorry. Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can also find the episodes on YouTube as well. We never promote that, but
yeah, they're more up there of a backup for us.
Yeah, they're up there as well. We will talk to you next week. See ya.